It's the Rock Station 97.7 and The Rock Show. On the phone with me now, the one and only Scott Paulson.
The only one I know of, Jay. Actually, no. You know what? Everybody's done this, but if you go and you Google yourself, and don't say that you haven't, because everybody has, and you find out, like, all the people that have your name, and they're all better than you. And it's very, very annoying. Like, there's two different surgeons in Iowa, both named Scott Paulson, and they have to deal with the fact that people will try to get a hold of them looking for some goofball disc jockey from Pittsburgh. So I feel badly for them. And then there's another guy, too, that was some sort of a, also from Iowa. I don't know, we get a lot of Paulsons in Iowa. He was some sort of a big-time wrestler. Like, I don't mean pro wrestler, like a college wrestler. Like, he was a big deal.
Okay.
And I was like, he can't be related to me. I don't have that in my DNA. But he's on there. I Googled him.
If you say that you haven't Googled yourself, then you might be lying.
I think you are lying. I think most people are lying. If they have, it's like people say they don't look in mirrors when they go by mirrors. Oh, I never look at what I look like. Oh, yeah, sure you do.
Which kind of leads us into Friday night show, Truth, Lies, and the Electric Guitar.
Oh, how about this? You know, and poor the poor man who wrote, like, the main song of the show passes away. And
yeah.
I'm like, you couldn't wait till Friday? You know, come on. Gordon Lightfoot, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which I heard, like, every morning going to school when I was a kid. And I used to think, oh, they made that up. That's not true. And then with the advent of the internet, where all truths are right in front of you on your phone, I found out that, no, that's a real thing. The people really died in that. Everything he sings in that song, that's all true. But that's what the show's about. This particular episode of Radio Cell is all about these songs that you hear, and you think, is that a real story or not? And I try to determine whether they're real stories. I don't think I get them all correct, but I'm pretty close.
It is amazing. Well, first off, hey, it's good to have you on the Rock Station. It's good to have you back on the air. We can get into that. But, man, Radio Stella every week, Friday nights, 7 o'clock. This week, Truth, Lies, the Electric Guitar. But you have a whole bunch of ideas you and I have been talking back and forth about that every week's going to be some kind of new subject or theme, right?
Yeah, you know what the thing is, Jay? I have this room full of records and discs and downloads, and I mean, I've been collecting music for so long, and when I go down here and to get away from the world and play stuff, I don't walk in and say, okay, I'm gonna play the Allman Brothers Eat a Peach and I'm gonna play all four sides, and it just doesn't work that way with me. I'm too ADHD,
right?
So I'll play like one song and then let that song lead me into something else. Like, when I'm hearing this song, what does that remind me of? Well, it reminds me of this other song. So, and you go down a rabbit hole that way, one following the other, and the whole night gets away from you. So I started recording these nightly outings and put them online, and people seem to like them. So then, you know, I got approached to put it on FM, and you guys were nice enough to pick it up, and I'm pretty excited about it. But it's kind of like, to describe the show, it would be that old game of 6 degrees of, you know,
right,
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whoever you want to say. You link it back to one subject and see where it leads you. It's not really, I don't sit and plan it out. It's that dream of every radio DJ's ever had, which is, I go into work one day and my boss dies. And and it really works out. And that way I don't have anybody telling me what to play. And then I can, well, what would I play next?
Right.
Well, now that I have that power, what am I going to do with it? You know, that sort of thing. And this is nothing against any of the bosses I've worked for. I hope they're all still alive and well.
Yes, please don't jinx anybody, because we worked for some of them, and that's for sure. But yeah, it is nice to kind of be in control. It's like you're just sitting down and you play whatever you want. And I remember hearing one of your shows, one of the initial shows that you did for Radio Stella, and you kind of gave a background of how the name was, and you can do that here in a second too. But it was just that fact that you got tired of just kind of going in a car and not hearing what you liked and wanted to hear, right?
Right, right. It's like the whole idea of mixtapes, you know. Nobody, and I can't choose any music any better than you can, and I can't choose music that a listener would like more than they would like, you know, more than they could choose. I'm not you.
Right.
But in listening to my playlist and what I'm into, maybe it'll attract you, and maybe it'll lead you to play in some other stuff that you perhaps haven't heard before. Because the things I play on this show are not always things you've heard on the radio before. And I think that once the digital age hit, everything flattened out, you know, like History Line flattened out. Somebody that's 25 years old today hears music from the 1930s and 40s all the way to today. And it all is given the same weight. It's all available. It's all at your fingertips. You don't have to search around in some record store. You don't have to look through your mom and dad's collections. It's there for you.
Right.
So they all have the same weight. And if Jimi Hendrix has the same value as Stone Temple Pilots, as, well, heck, Karen Carpenter, right?
Right.
Anybody, Gordon Lightfoot. Then, if you have an open field to choose from, what are you going to do with that? That's the question. What are you going to do with it? And so that's kind of the thing I try to answer every week. It's like, all right, what can I tie together with this to make a point?
And to add,
it's fun.
It is fun. And to add to that, I am a prime example of that because I've started listening to your stellar shows, and you opened my ears and my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't realize that. Or I love how in some of your episodes, and especially in this one too, when you talk about the history of rock and roll, so many people, I guess, bang on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because, and they criticize it because some of the artists they put in are technically not rock and roll, like George Michael, for instance. But you explore the fact of, hey, how George Michael might have been inspired by this artist who was inspired by this artist who picked it up, which rock and roll had a whole different meaning many years ago.
Sure, absolutely. And how you got the songs and how they were introduced to you, too, were different, too. When we had, radio was the main source of everything. Still is for me, but radio was the main source of everything. And where I grew up, there was what they call a top 40 radio station, meaning they played everything that was popular.
Right.
So we were pre-programmed to know that we'd have to put up with a song that we hated. You couldn't just punch the button and get something we liked right away. You had to put up with it because you knew that Deep Purple was coming, or you knew that the Beatles were coming, or whatever you liked.
Right.
And you'd put up with these other songs that you hated, knowing that that was coming. But along the way, you were forced to hear them. So I knew, and I still know, all these songs that, you know, I might not have in my collection, but I have knowledge of them, and I understand how to tie them into, you know, all these songs that I love, and sort of weave them together. It's what's funny is all these people that made music all these years are all friends because they all do the same thing for a living.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, heavy metal bands hang out with country bands. That's nothing new to most people. But for some reason, radio especially, but media in general, we love to break this stuff into formats. We love to say, all right, these are the borders. You can play this, but you can't play this because people won't like this.
Right.
They like this. And that isn't how people listen to music at all. I've never understood that about radio. And so if given the chance, which you guys have given me, which I certainly appreciate, if given the chance to fill 2 hours with whatever you want to do, what would you do? That's the question. And then I'm asking listeners this. Think about this. If you were given 2 hours to play whatever you wanted to play, what would you play, and how would you tie it all together? And try to figure that out sometime before Friday night, you know? Sit in your house or in your car and think, could I come up with 2 hours worth of music that people would like? That's not as easy as it sounds. So we'll see how it works out Friday, but I think we got it.
I say that all the time because, you know, and you know as well as I do, you'll get somebody that'll like this, they won't like that, they'll criticize this, and it's like so many times you want to go, okay, you come in for 2 hours, and you play everything that you think that's going to appease the thousands of listeners that are out there that's going to appease everybody all the time, and it's impossible.
Right, and yes, I agree, and popularity is really overrated. Everything is, give me a thumbs up. You know, did I do well? Give me right. 5 stars. Would you review this on it? No. Popularity is way, way overrated. You don't have to like everything. You know, life is not that way. Every once in a while, we're going to make you listen to I Am Woman by Helen Reddy or some other awful, awful song, Tie a Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. And I promise I'll never play either of those songs, even if you don't know what they are. But I'm just trying to make a point.
Right.
You know, every once in a while, we're gonna play Demi Lovato, and you're going to have to deal with it. You're a big boy. You can do it.
Put on the big boy pants. So radio.
Put on the big boy ears.
Yes.
Put on the big boy ears.
There you go.
Just put up with this. We'll play something you like next.
So Radio Stella, I know, but inform everybody how you came up with the name Radio Stella.
Well, Stella was a bulldog that my wife, Kit, and I had for years and years and years. And she was maybe, I don't want to say this softly because we have other animals. She was probably our favorite dog, to be honest with you. And I just needed a name for the show, and I needed something to stand out. And when we named her, the idea was come up with a name that we can shout when she runs away. That was our whole idea behind it. It was like, okay, come up with something you want to shout because people are going to hear you. And I thought, well, what about Marlon Brando in that movie where he's shouting, Stella, Stella? You know, I thought, all right, I can do my Marlon Brando every time she runs away. So that's what I named the show. And we'll go from there.
And even Seinfeld with Elaine going, Stella!
Exactly.
It's just fun to, yell out.
It is fun. It's fun to say silly crap for no reason whatsoever and have people wonder, why did he just do that? I think that's probably my whole life, is making people go, why did he just do that?
Scott Paulson on the Rock Station 97.7. Friday night, Radio Stella starts at 7 o'clock, and every Friday night thereafter. And, I don't even know what else to say, Scott. It's just we've been anxiously awaiting here for a while to get this thing off the ground.
Don't put this kind of weight on me, Jay. I can't take this pressure. But, yeah, hopefully this will go real well, and people will enjoy it. But like I said, think of it this way. If you had a room full of records and you were a lonely man like me and you were down in the basement and you played one record, okay, that's good. You like that record. Now, do another 2 hours of that and try to make them all fit together. It's a big puzzle. So if you're a puzzle, you love the show.
I love it. Scott Paulson. Hey, do they, and we'll talk about this too, but is there a way that a listener can get a hold of you to say, hey, this would be a great idea for a show, or do you not want to open it up for that?
You know what? No, I haven't gotten that put together yet, but I will. And as soon as I do, we will announce it on the show, because I will put together, you know, a way to contact me that won't have you invading my bank account somehow.
Ah, there you go.
I love the show and everything, but,
right.
You know.
Yeah, we don't need to do
banks
that.
Banks are collapsing all around us. We don't need that.
Scott Paulson on The Rock Show.